sung so many songs for me. Now here's a song for you. I've seen you in the forest hall, and I've seen you by the sea. Your wings, they fill the sky each fall, returning in the spring. If you should ever stay away, I don't know what I'd do. You sung so many songs for me, now here's a song for you. You should ever stay away, I don't know what I'd do. You sung so many songs for me, now here's a song for you. You've sung so many songs for me, now here's a song for you.
Bill Stains with This Song Is For the Birds, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio, .org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio, where you will also find links to TuneIn, Streama, Simple Radio, Radio Garden, and our Listen by Phone service at 631-359-8728.
Well, Ezekiel was in the valley all the Lord's day. Well, God told Ezekiel to prophesy. Now hear ye the word of the Lord. Ezekiel was in the valley all the Lord's day. Well, God told Ezekiel to prophesy. Now hear ye the word of the Lord. My Lord, he called Ezekiel as the son of man to preach the gospel to the sinful man. The people of Israel, they got so wicked. Well, my God stops and he calls Ezekiel saying, hey, Ezekiel, go prophesy. The wicked man is born to die. Ezekiel went down into Israel land to preach the gospel to the sinful man. But the people of Israel, they would not hear. So my God says, the time is near. Gonna make me a city in my own way, for a nation of people that will obey. So God, he came in the middle of the night, destroyed that city with all his might. He put Ezekiel in the valley prophesying, saying, hear ye the word of the Lord. Now the toe and the foot bone join together, and the foot and the ankle bone join together, and the ankle and the leg bone join together, and the leg and the knee bone join together, and the knee and the thigh bone join together, and the thigh and the hip bone join together. Now hear ye the word of the Lord. Ezekiel in the valley of the dry bones. Ezekiel in the valley of the dry bones. Ezekiel in the valley of the dry bones. Now hear ye the word of the Lord. Now Ezekiel, he raised up his head. He found he was lying among the dead. Well, God said, Ezekiel, can these bones live? Ezekiel said, God, if it is, I will. Then Ezekiel, he began to prophesy, to tell me that the bones began to rise. He prophesied high up to the wind, blow your breath in the bones that they might live. And then them bones began to walk. Oh, they stood on the ground, began to talk. Ezekiel said, ye dry bones, won't you hear ye the word of the Lord? Ezekiel in the valley, 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 Ezekiel in the valley. Now hear ye the word of the Lord, hear ye the word of the Lord.
the Red Clay Ramblers. That's from our Halloween collection here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And their great version of Valley of the Dry Bones.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or at mjbergerfoundation.org.
Thank you to Susie for your recent review of SLB at greatnonprofits.org. We need 7 more reviews to retain our top nonprofits status nationally, and that's very doable, and we hope you'll consider leaving a review. You can do so by going to this direct link, tinyurl.com/SLBReview2025. If you share our passion for amplifying underheard voices through our youth media center and oral history programs, or if you simply enjoy the Saturday Light Brigade, it just takes a minute and is an important part of making sure other people recognize the value of our work. It's a simple step, and we hope you'll take it. And while at greatnonprofits.org, you can explore all sorts of other groups, some that you may not know about, that are making a difference in everyday life. Oh, well, look who's here. The Sound Hound is coming by to give you a chance to see if you can identify this week's sound. The Saturday Light Brigade Charge awaits you if you're able to do that. And the Sound Hound is about... are you ready to release the sound? I hope he is. I got it. Here is the sound that the Sound Hound has brought for today. Okay. One more time, please. Can you identify that sound? I think that's a tough one. Do you know who it might be?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Awake, arise, you nightly sleeper. Awake, arise, it's almost day. And open wide your bedroom window and listen close to what I say. Who's there? Who's there at my bedroom window? Who's there? Who's there to trouble me? 'Tis I, 'tis I, your own true lover. Awake, arise, and comfort me. Oh, Molly, Molly, go ask your mother if you my bride can ever be. If she says no, come back and tell me it's the last time I'll trouble thee. Oh, I'll not dare and ask my mother, for she lies lies on her bed of rest, and in her hands she holds a letter that speaks alone of your distress. Oh, Molly, Molly, go ask your father if you my bride can ever be. If he says no, come back and tell me it's the last time I'll trouble thee. Oh, I'll not dare and ask my father, for he lies on his bed of rest, and in his hands he holds a weapon to kill the young man I love the best. Oh, Molly, Molly, my only flower, you have caused my tender heart to break. It's from the West Indies down to Kentucky, I've crossed the ocean for your sake. Then I'll forsake my mother and father, I'll go with you forever, stay, for I love you true. I love no other, we'll go no more among the gay.
That's Becky Buehler and Millworker. And local favorite, Ellen Goshen with Awake, Arise. From Up Jumped in the Middle of It, her 2013 release. She has a beautiful voice, doesn't she? What a busy morning here at the Saturday Light Brigade. 412-200-5975. We're working to identify this sound. And you can share your answer with us if you care to at 412-200-5975. And it's not just you and me who are awake. There are quite a few folks listening. Steve and Sharon just got the correct answer. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for your colorful text. Richard on the north side says, it sounds heavy. Is it heavy? It is heavy. It's not as hard to maneuver if it's properly fitted and installed. Patrick of South Park says it sounds like shopping carts. Not shopping carts. Tommy in North Chesterfield has the correct answer. And here is a correct answer from Mike and Jaylene in Alabama. Ralph and Donna in Old Crabtree have the correct answer. John in Economy Borough also has it. And the Carlsons have reached us from New Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and they have the correct answer. I think I mentioned John in Economy with the correct answer. And Kathy in Tyonesta has the correct answer. So does Tom in McCandless. John and Addie in East Deer. John and Carrick thought it might be bowling pins being set up. And I can hear that sort of sweep of machinery there. But not that. A few more guesses that we'll share with you in just a moment. Larry in Elwood City says it sounds like a really long file drawer closing. You know, depending on how you use it, it could be just that. It would be an unusual file cabinet. Or desk drawer. Stuart in McCandless has the correct answer. And let me check to see if we have any others. Larry in Elwood City eventually did get the correct answer with his second guess. And Patrick in South Park also has it. Here's Rick. Oh, Rick is so close. He is in Highland Park. And he was thinking a trash can or sliding. Not that. Rich in Edinburgh just got it. And Jeff in Maine just got the correct answer as well. And I think I've now identified all of the correct answers, except for Aline, who just got the correct answer. Willie in Clarion City, good morning. We'll see if we can find your request. Oh, and let's see, Jess in the South Hills has the correct answer. answer. And Jim in Crafton Heights is about to give us the correct answer on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm trying to hustle the dogs back in the house.
Yes. It's,
all right. There we go. Yeah, there's people in the alley, and they're barking their full heads off. So.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
I bark back at dogs now. When dogs bark at me, I bark back. And
That'll teach them.
I think they like it. I just go, woof, 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 and they seem to like it. Although, you never know. They sometimes will bark back, and I like to pretend we're understanding one another.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I like to think we must be. So you knew what this was the sound of?
Yes. It sounded like a garage door being manually closed.
Exactly. The manual thunk. And we accepted opening as well as closing because the two are very similar in sound.
Yeah, but it didn't have that satisfying thunk at the end.
No.
When you're opening it.
No, that can be scary. There's nothing worse than if you're manually doing the door and you, don't follow it all the way down and you let it go by gravity for maybe the last foot and you think it's the most fragile thing in the world and the entire, garage door is going to, immediately form, shatter. And it doesn't do that, but you feel just so bad. I'm sorry, garage door. I didn't mean to do that.
Oh. And you're thinking, I got to replace the door.
Yes. And somebody, we just, Carla just got the correct answer. I'm so glad we haven't heard from Carla in a while. Our door, I think, has four panels, horizontal panels, maybe five. I think it's four. And only the bottom one, really, it's a detached garage. The bottom one, despite its weather strip, gets the most wear. And if we were smart, we would probably rotate the panels, every year we would put the bottom one at the top, and that way they'd get even wear.
That sounds like a project and a half.
Way too much maintenance. And there's nothing like the electric garage door opener to spoil you. Once you have that, you just don't want to get along without it. It's like, you mean I gotta get out of the car and open this, or I have to ask Ricky to get out of the car and open this.
Well, especially if it's raining. Oh.
Yeah. Well done. A charge to you. It's getting nice and autumny out. Are you gonna do some hiking this weekend or biking?
Perhaps we. I'm preparing my birthday trail coming up, and we went out and marched around the hills of Imperial last week. It's all coming together.
Very nice. Well, I hope it's a great weekend, and thanks as always for being with us.
Likewise.
Bye-bye. Jim got it, and I mentioned Carla and McMurray got it. Carla, we've missed you, and I'm glad you got the correct answer. And let me check to see if anybody else knew the garage door. The last person I mentioned was Aline in Maine, and Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania got it. And Jesse in Point Breeze got the correct answer, too. Dust Bowl Jack thought it might be a brick wall getting demolished, and it did have that big sound, but we were looking for a garage door. And we'll give the Sound Hound a little bit of food and invite him to come back next week. Do you think we should have him? I think we should. Let's give him a little drink now that he's done with his food for today. Attaboy. Another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 10 minutes. To Rob Conroy. Nice to have you playing along at Facebook at SLB Radio. Think of the song Get Ready. There's a lot of different versions of that song. This happens to be one of them. And when we think about performances of this song, this one's by Curtis Mayfield. There is a play called Get Ready. Coming up, it's going to be staged by New Horizon Theater. And it's our pleasure to talk about the play this morning. And we're about to do so with Joyce Megerson Moore, who is the executive director at New Horizon Theater. And Joe Plummer is going to join us as well. He is the co-author of the play. And I'll say good morning to each of them, starting with you, Joyce. Good morning.
Good morning. People, get ready. Good morning.
Is this, and I don't know if this is the right or if it's get ready because here I come. I decided it was probably
Curtis. I thought about that one, too.
I was thinking it was Curtis Mayfield. We can ask Joe Plummer, who is here, too. Joe, is it one of those two, or is it another song that you were thinking about when you wrote this?
No, not really. I love the Temptations, so Get Ready is just a reason to write the play because these guys, the five guys, like the Temptations, have to get ready, even if they don't get to go. Again.
I did not think about the Temptations. God, I loved them too, and that there were a lot of groups. Not only those that became nationally known, but locally, that were really working to become those, you know, 4-member acts, 5-member acts, choreographed and ready to just take the world by storm. Tell me a little bit about the plot of the play and what people will see. Get Ready opens October 30th.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's about a 5-man singing group who just happened to have another hit after all those years that passed them by. It was a fluke there's one person in the group, but the basis is that they got a hit record finally again, and they all have to get back together, even though they have they have the past with them that gnaws at their situation, because they all have different ideas about what should be and everything. So, but they really deep down inside love each other. We have Art Terry playing Nobby, the choreographer. He's going to be the main guy who gets them back together as far as being on stage. We have Leslie Howard playing Vern. He's the, the mild-mannered guy who has, who takes care of business for them. We have Sam Lothard playing Bunch, which rhymes with lunch and munch. So you know he's heavy set. And we have Charles.
He's also the same one who played Willie Dixon in Blues is the Roots, just for the audience who may have seen that. Go ahead. Excuse me, Joe.
That's okay. I love it. Charles Timbers, who plays Johnson, who's kind of a hothead. Amir Hardy, who plays Frankie, the younger brother of Vern, who's really a hothead, but he has like a patch over his eye because his eye comes out and he can't see. his girlfriend has his eye at her house. Kevin Brown plays Roscoe, who wants to go solo. And last but not, we're not last but at least, Angelique Struthers plays Eva D, who is now married to Roscoe, but she used to be a girlfriend of Nobby, the choreographer. So, and she plays Eva D, who, as I said, who dated Nobby years ago, but now is married to Roscoe. And the young guy who takes care and sweeps and cleans up Nobby's studio is Manny Walker as JR, the young up-and-coming singer.
I love this plot. I think I immediately understand it. So these guys, some time back in time, we're the thing, and for whatever reason, they disbanded. Regular life got in the way. They went their separate ways, and then out of nowhere, and maybe an older track or one that was never released, suddenly becomes a big hit. They are in demand again, and they must learn those steps, learn how to get along with each other, hilarity ensues. Yeah.
The funny part about this is that when we did this play in 2002, these guys were playing older guys. Now, of course, they are older guys. I won't say old guys because they won't like that, but they're now older guys, and we don't have to do as much makeup.
I'm just picturing the spinners, maybe, and they're just trying to remember, is it clockwise, is it counterclockwise, what are we supposed to sing, who steps out and does the lead, and... This sounds, but also, I'm talking about the funny parts, is I'll bet, they've got to make up for lost time and catch up, and I'm sure, so there were probably some somewhat serious moments, too. Am I right about that?
Yeah, you are, because the serious moments comes because, as I said before, now that Eva is married to Roscoe, he wants to quit the group, and because he heard the song in the play, and he said, "Oh well, you know what? I can go solo now because I did lead singing, and so now instead of going back to the old group and having fights and arguments, I'm going solo." And so Eva, I should say Nobby tries to entice Eva to let him go from his contract so that he can join the group again.
Okay, so there's a little intrigue, a little business, a little persuasion by one's own spouse. This sounds like a great play. It's called Get Ready. It opens October 30th, which is this coming Thursday night, and it's got a decent run, but still short, so don't delay. I'm trying to look at the dates.
Well, it starts on the 30th. That's preview. Opening night is October 31st. That's Friday. Then we run Saturday. Two shows, matinee at 3 and a show at 7:30. And then at Sunday, a matinee at 3. And then you go to the following week, and we open up again on Thursday, Friday, 2 on Saturday, and 1 on Sunday. Also, we have 2 student matinees for November 5th and 6th at 11 a.m., and those are student matinees. But we have matinees also for, you know, the seniors and any other persons who want to come to a matinee performance. But we do run 12 performances, but it's 10 for the general public, and so we want you to get your tickets early because you may want to come back a second time. I believe you will. Don't you think so, Joe?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I get this all the time when we do it, when we are producing in other cities. They always want to come back for a second or third time to see the play. It's really that funny. And let me just say this also, that it takes place in the early 90s, like 94, 95. So it has now become a period piece.
Yes.
And we also did this piece in 2008. So people have been asking for it. Please bring Get Ready back. So we're getting ready to bring Get Ready back to you. So we want you to come out.
Well, you can learn more at newhorizontheater.org. newhorizontheater.org. And there you will find information about tickets. Downtown, Helen Rowe. Yes, thank you. I had to remind myself, the Helen Wayne Rowe Rehearsal Hall, right in Katz Plaza. It's relatively easy to get there by transit or by car, and you can get more information at the website. I hope it's a good run.
Thank you. So, we're at the third floor of that building, Larry, just because sometimes people get confused and they're downstairs. We're on the third floor, but there is an elevator. It is accessible.
Excellent.
And our trusted volunteers would love to see you there as well.
They will welcome you, and I suspect Joyce will as well.
I'm there all the time.
Here's for a good run. Joe, nice to meet you. And Joyce.
You too, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, can I say this quickly? People can call for group rates at 412-431-0773. That's groups of 10 or more.
Excellent. Thanks, Joyce. And thanks, Joe. Thanks to both of you. And
we appreciate you.
There likewise, that's Joyce Magerson Moore and Joe Plummer with New Horizon Theater's production of Get Ready, which runs from October 30th to November 9th, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger. And in a moment, our Afterthoughts puzzle is coming your way. This is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
I took a walk.
He was walking up and down Broadway.
I was looking.
Had an eye for a swell cafe.
I was hungry.
He was sounding for a bite to munch.
I found a spot.
He took a table at the merchant's lunch.
On the merchant's lunch, it was an ocean of gloom.
It looked like half past midnight in the afternoon. Down by the bar,
a rat-faced manager was pouring suds
for the boys.
Railways, cowboys, and their goodwill duds.
And the girls,
a fried pedal pushing pinball queens.
Chewing gum
in sweaty combat at the wizard machine.
But the queen of them all, looking big as a fart,
was Broadway Brenda and her derelict court. I ordered a blue plate special and peered out through the room just to see what class of citizens inhabited this gloom. And the hapless visages I saw were innocent of cheer, though mirthless laughter filled the air inspired by wine and beer.
Thank you.
of fortune's careless aim. Broadway Brenda rolls upon her queen-size six-foot frame. I turned away to shun her eyes, but I knew it was too late. A hand fell on my shoulder as my gaze fell on my plate. I looked her up and over,
and she did the same to me.
Her teeth were green
as garden peas.
She shaved her hair
with dishpan fingertips.
An earthquake of excitement
shook her Krakatoan hips.
Her hands went to her bosom, a hush fell on the crew.
An anchor of Brenda lay exposed to view.
These fevered words she whispered
as he gazed upon the scene.
It's a custom here at Merchant's Lunch
to entertain the queen.
I grabbed my hat,
and in an instant he was on his feet.
I was sober as a judge
down at the county seat.
He kept his diesel up to 80, waved his Baton Rouge.
Made it back to Beaumont for the evening news. He owns a wide load rig.
I pay thousands in tax.
He's gonna keep it in Texas.
I ain't leaving for snacks.
He's a driving fool.
The interstate belongs to me, but I'm never going back
into the state of Tennessee.
Oh, the Merchant's Lunch, it was an ocean of gloom.
It looked like
half past midnight in the afternoon.
The Merchant's Lunch, and Karen in Kaiser, West Virginia, requested that we here at the Saturday Light Brigade play that song. And I kind of like she described it as a scary song for Halloween. I don't know if she said scary, but it is kind of a scary song. One that has consistently been played on the radio. She just said a song for Halloween, by the way. I don't want to put words in Karen's mouth. It's consistently been played here at the Saturday Light Brigade since we began in 1978, the Merchant's Lunch.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble is a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education located in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage with science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on Assemble programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
Nice to have you with us this morning. It is time now to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. We are going to give you three words, and it's your job to come up with the one word that naturally follows the three that we give you. Are you ready? Here are your clues. Strong, B, and house. Strong, B, and house. One word follows those. Do you think you know what that one word is? You have some ideas? Great, share them with us.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
412-200-5975. Or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Good luck. Our words are strong, B, and house. We're looking for the one word that follows those three. Saturday Light Brigade with Dan Hicks and a song for the season. Jim, I'm glad you enjoyed that one. I Scare Myself. From Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. And we're getting a lot of guesses coming in as we play our Afterthoughts puzzle. The words are strong, bee, and house. And I will tell you, I deliberately didn't at first. Bee is B-E. Because we had line as a guess. And not a bad guess. Strong line, bee line, and house line, like an electric line coming from a house. But I don't want to mislead you. Strong, bee, B-E, and house. We could also add with or foot as clues. We're looking for the word that follows them. Let's see how folks are doing. Larry in Elwood City was thinking, how about a man, strong man? Bee man is in a Beeman's gum. Or the guy who comes and takes care of your bees. And houseman. No, not quite. But not bad. Katrina in New Bethlehem was thinking it might be line. That was a good guess, but not what we were looking for. Pudge, Super Pudge, got the correct answer. Wifey Poo was thinking of the word box, strong box, bee box, like a beehive if we were that kind of bee, and a house box. Not that, it's strong, bee, just B-E, house. And we could also add with or foot. 412-200-5975. Jaylene got the correct answer by way of Mike in Alabama. Jim in Crafton Heights got it. Karen was thinking keeper. Now that's interesting. You would have beekeeper, housekeeper, and strong keeper. It would be fine. But we are using B with just one E. Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania just got it. Let's see who else has the correct answer. Jesse got it. And Jesse is from Point Breeze, but he's driving across Michigan with the Saturday Light Brigade in the car with him right now. Tom and McCandless got it. Oh, very good. He suggested thresh as another prefix, or hand. Those are really good clues. Thank you, Tom. John and Addie of East Deer got the correct answer. Gail in Stanton Heights, who suggested foot and with, also got the correct answer. Tommy suggested adding choke to the list. James in Freiburg has it, and Stuart and McCandless wrote to tell us about a special anniversary that he's celebrating today that I'll share with you in a few moments. Richard on the north side just got it. Stronghold, behold, household, foothold, threshold, hold is indeed the word that we were looking for this morning. Hold, H-O-L-D. Congratulations, Saturday Light Brigade Charge, to you. If you came up with the word hold, today's Afterthoughts puzzle, another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour. Celebrate birthdays and anniversaries that occurred today or in the week ahead, each week at this time. And Stuart and Sarah, today in 1980, 45 years ago today, met in college. Happy meetiversary to the two of you. Great to hear. Happy birthday to Ken of Florida from Cece and Tom and us. Ken's birthday is today. Titus of Grove City's birthday is today. Happy birthday from Mom and Dad and Aurora and Brunner and Gratian. Matthew of Zelenopol celebrates. Happy birthday today from your family. Mandy also celebrates today, October 25th. On the 26th, we have Christopher of Brentwood from parents Kathy and Ken, and Gratian of Grove City from Dad and Mom, Aurora and Bronner and Titus. Also today, Julie of Hampton, Olivia from Eric Carey as well, Vicky in Oakmont, and Katie and Clay have a wedding anniversary today. Stephanie, Bethany, David, and Jeffrey wish you happy anniversary. On the 27th, we have Brittany of Butler from your family, Ken of Hampton, Alice from Harold, Peter from Richard and Judy, and Blaine and Braden of Carnes City from Mom and Dad. And also, looking ahead to Tuesday, October 28th, happy anniversary to Mike and Angie of Mars. Their anniversary is coming up on the 28th. Happy birthday to Amy from Patrick, Jim of Dormont, Caitlin of Mount Lebanon, and Andy Collier celebrates as well. On the 29th, Rachel Kottner of Franklin is 7. Happy birthday, Rachel. And that's from Gary in Franklin, wishing you a happy October 29th birthday. Rachel will be 7. I'm happy that we get to celebrate together. Connor of Mount Lebanon shares your birthday, Rachel, as does Audrey of Allison Park. Stephanie of San Francisco, Brandon of Beachview from Sakana and Brandon Jr., Addison of Mount Lebanon, Vivian in Harrisburg from Dad Brian and the whole family, Rosie of Bellevue from your extended family, Sammy of Spring Garden from your family, and Juliet of Greensburg from Mom and Dad, all on October 29th. On October 30th, Bill Peduto, happy birthday. Liam Powers also celebrates, and the Powers family wishes you a happy birthday, Liam. Rusty of Dayton from Wendy, Scott, and family. Finally, on Halloween Day, we have John Walker, Bryce, and Paige of East Canton, Ohio, and Elena of Squirrel Hill from your mom and dad.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's address and we shall make certain they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed human being. Make sure you include the birthday person's address when you enroll your birthday celebrant, if you care to. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC